The race to become the next governor is a dead heat, according to the latest Marquette poll released on Wednesday. WUWM's Latoya Dennis has more.
If the numbers from the latest Marquette University Law School poll are right, Republican Governor Scott Walker and his Democratic challenger are tied, each having 47% of the vote amongst the 1,154 likely voters polled by phone. The calls were made last Wednesday through Sunday. Charles Franklin is the poll director.
It's not just 47-47. It's exactly the same number of respondents picking Evers as Walker. Do I need to say that's inside the margin of error? It obviously is.
The margin of error for likely voters is plus or minus 3.2%. Franklin says that what will make a difference next Tuesday isn't the number of people who show up to vote, but who shows up.
I think the one thing I can guarantee is it won't be exactly the same number of votes for each candidate. But the real question is, which way does it tilt off of this balance?
Franklin says all this year, Democrats have been more enthusiastic than Republicans when it comes to voting, but he says that anything could change between now and Tuesday. He then urged everyone to vote.
Polls don't vote. It's up to the people to vote. We are a week away. The data is 8 days away. Things can change. 2016, you saw a difference between our final poll and the outcome. It's not in my hands, it's in yours and everyone else's hands.
When it comes to the race for U.S. Senate, Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin leads Republican Leah Vukmir by 11 percentage points. And for the race for Attorney General, incumbent Brad Schimmel leads Democrat Josh Call by 2 percentage points, which is within the margin of error. Election day is November 6th. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.